So look, let's get to this because Eddie is here, and I think it's important. I was really busy today, so I am actually kind of in the dark about what's going on around town. But luckily, our investigative reporter, Eddie Pepitone, on the beat here in Los Angeles, he's here now to give us all the angles that we've come to expect from his crack reporting. Eddie, please, what went on in California today?
Well, Mark, thanks. You know, California is going to have to desegregate their double cells after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. That's right. Right now, all of the prisons in California have two of the same race in each cell, like Noah's Ark. Uh-huh. Now, the Hispanics, blacks, and whites are going to have to coexist. This brings up the possibility of race riots, as the unwritten code of prison gangs is to never hang with anyone of another race.
Right.
Now, let me tell you something,
all
Mark.
Right, all right.
My shrink says we make our own prisons. Now, I am imprisoned by my demons,
yeah,
and I don't separate the demons in my head from each other. They're all in the same cell. Me.
All right.
That's right. You think I'm worried about the demons in my head not getting along and creating a riot, an unlivable situation? It's already unlivable.
Yeah.
All the demons in my head play together.
Yeah.
They have double and triple cells.
Okay.
And I'm the prisoner.
All right. Okay.
And the warden.
Yeah.
There is no rec room.
Okay. All right.
No, scratch that. There's
right.
a huge rec room for the demons to play in, and that's my life.
Okay.
I
tried
Prozac, power walking,
yeah, right.
sex games with my wife. Nothing gets me out of this hell.
My
Ralph's.
God.
Ralph sells a Boston cream pie that alleviates
all right.
it for, oh, about 30 seconds.
Okay, all right, okay.
So I say let the California prison
right.
system integrate.
All right, Eddie, please.
Get Boston cream
please,
pie.
All right, now get him out of here, please. Can we, why have we,
again?
Why
oh, this
it,
is great.
Why does it
you
have
know,
to go
I
like
love
this?
These kind of treatment.
Why does it ever, every week, it starts out, we've got a story, and then we end up in this, what, all right, look. Let him cool off for a little while, and maybe we'll get the rest of the story once Eddie's composed himself. Thank you, Brendan, for taking him out. That was investigative reporter Eddie Pepitone with coverage of the desegregating the cells. Is that what? Every week with this, and I talked to that guy earlier in the week to see if he's up for it, and he's like no problem.
I don't know why we just fall for it each time. It's inexcusable on our part.
It is inexcusable that we fall for it every week.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that every week he comes in and does the exact same thing and we fall for it?
I do not understand that.
But it is funny that we fall for it, and it's funny that he does it in that way. And I think that if he came in and gave a straight broadcast, it wouldn't be funny, would it, Jim?
I cannot answer a question
like
that.
This is a silly show. Aren't we supposed to be talking about the issues? Aren't we fighting for our lives, Jim?
I know I am.